us off, Adrian. It's your show after all.
We made it through another week.
Quarantine week 3, I think we've done.
No, I think it's just, yeah. Yeah, this is the start of week 3.
Yeah.
We completed week 2.
Yeah. How are you doing?
That's a good question. I reached the phase of isolation, or of social isolation, because I'm still with you. So I'm not completely isolated. It just feels that way.
Yeah, it seems like you don't acknowledge me very often.
We really do stay at opposite ends of the apartment during working hours.
Thank goodness.
But I've reached the stage of social isolation where I've started doing projects in order to feel self-worth.
So has it been helping?
No. Although our closet is significantly better now.
Our closet does look nice. Thanks for cleaning it out.
Mm-hmm. Jordan was like, he noticed on Saturday that I got up and I started cleaning things. And he was like, do you want me to help? And I was like, please, for the love. No, go play video games. Let me do this.
It's a sacrifice I was willing to make.
So he played video games for the next 17 hours straight. And
yeah, 17 hours.
And I cleaned out the closet. I cleaned out all the winter clothes. I got under the bed storage units, so like storage boxes, so I can store things.
Is that what you do with storage boxes?
I realize it's not interesting, but like, what are we doing that is interesting right now?
I decided I should be healthy, so I did some squats before I got in the shower, and now my back doesn't work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jordan totally tweaked out his back. He is acting like an old man.
And then you bought a huge cat tower and told me I had to move it in by myself. And I said, my back hurts. And you said, do it, fatty.
Yeah. And then the neighbors came out and you were crying. The cats were laughing.
I took the story to a believable point and you took it to an unbelievable point.
No, I just took it to where my brain wanted it to have gone in real life. No, I am not buying, well, actually, I'm just buying a lot of things online because what else is there to do right now? So, like, I got a dress in the mail today. I literally don't even remember ordering. It's super cute, though. So, thanks, past Adrian.
Why would you not remember?
Because all of the days are melding into one.
So, it makes you forget simple actions you take?
Yeah, because I'm just, like, absentmindedly scrolling through jane.com, and I'm like, that seems like it might bring me joy. And then I remember, oh, I have nothing to wear this to. No, actually, like, staying home really isn't bad. The only part that is frustrating my psyche is I derive a lot of value from being productive, and I feel like I can't run all the errands that I want to be running.
Yeah, that's true. You are so productive at work, though. I hear you yelling in your meetings all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started.
You're an intense worker.
Today was a frustrating day at work.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
Most of my job is pretty enjoyable. Like, I really don't have that many complaints, but working
with
people.
That's weird, because you sure complain to me a lot.
That's true. And we went on like a 2.5 mile walk today at like 5:30 because I needed to take a break before I went and finished my last 2 hours of work for the day. And so the entire time that we were walking away from the house, I was just ranting about work.
We were also driving this week and a song by, well, so what happened is I found my old iPod that's probably 5 or 6 years old.
Oh my gosh, no. I said to forget this story.
It's so funny, though.
Oh my gosh, it's embarrassing.
It's so funny.
I feel like I haven't said something this dumb in a while. Don't contradict that.
Well, we'll get there. I'm not sure if it's the dumbest thing, but
that's also insulting.
But I found my old iPod from, like, I probably updated it in 5 years. And I was like, oh, I'll see what I was listening to back then. And it's all pretty much the same stuff I'm still listening to. So what I'm saying is we don't grow as people. But
at
a song by
you.
Weezer came on from their album Ratitude, which has a dog flying through the air on the front.
Not Ratatouille?
Not Ratatouille, because that's a rat. Ratitude is a dog, obviously. And I think you enjoyed the song, and you're like, wow, that was, like, was that an original song?
Because I was like, whoa, wow, that was like an actually good song, like objectively. And
yeah,
Jordan was like, he got kind of excited because he thought that I was just liking his music, which almost never happens.
And you were just like, so was that one wasn't like a pair, like where they make up different words to a real song? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know how, like, Weezer, they, like, make up lyrics to other people's songs. I'm
like, and they're, like, what parodies. What are
you talking about? Yeah, they're fun. Like, they're usually funny, and, like, they just, like, make up weird lyrics. I'm like, what? And I'm like, are you really confusing Are you really confusing Weezer with Weird Al Yankovic?
And that is 100% what I was doing, which
the only thing they have in common is their name starts with Wee, and weird is not even a real strong Wee, so.
I'm just saying, is this an honest mistake? This is me trying to assimilate into pop culture society.
So I think maybe at the end of the episode I'll test you on some lyrics, and we'll play Weezer or someone else, the game.
Like where it's 50-50 that I'll get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, makes the we'll odds see. Better no,
I'll
for
give
me?
You, I'll give you a multiple choice. I don't know. We'll see. Is there like a full segment in this episode? We're quarantined, so we don't have very much to talk about. We've already kind of been talking about weird stuff we've been doing.
Yeah, pretty much all the laundry is done. I built a 6-foot tall cat tree today for the cats. Oh, here's something.
It's taller than 6 feet. It's like 7 feet, probably.
No, it's 72 inches, which is 6 feet.
It's legitimately taller than me, and I'm 6 feet tall.
I'm just saying what it said on the box.
I look up to see the cats.
That's because they're sitting on the top, and so then they're taller, and then it's 7 feet to Minnie's eyeballs.
I think it's 7 feet tall.
Okay, here's the thing. I have never been prouder of myself than today during lunch. I put together this whole cat tree, and I know that sounds dumb because, like, it's basically almost assembled for me, but I'm not, like, this is where I'm society's weakest link, is putting together any sort of furniture. Like, yeah, Jordan really and I almost got a divorce when we put together our bed frame. We put together like a cube storage shelf when we were engaged, that I want to say. And I'm pretty sure he was questioning whether or not he loved me at that point, because I don't know. Like, I feel like I am a smart lady, and then I pull out instructions to any sort of furniture assembly situation, and I am the dumbest person in the world, but I have the temper of like an angry drunk during the whole thing. So I had to figure out how to compile this cat scratching tree post thing. And Jordan was like, I love you, but my back hurts. I'm not helping. And he went to his man cave. And I was like, it's okay. I have this. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to put this thing together.
See, I didn't want to help because I know I would just end up doing all of it, because I'd be frustrated with how long it was taking you.
I put together like one part and took it apart 3 different times because I was like, no, this is wrong. No, it's right. No, it's wrong. No, it's right.
And it was wrong.
It was right, but I had to fix how I was doing it because these things take finesse.
No, anyway. I was proud of you. You did it. There's only one. I walked by at one point, and you were getting something wrong, which probably happened at many points, but you fixed it on your own.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that goes the other way. And it was so obvious that it fit the other way better. And you were like, oh.
You know how some people have like spatial awareness and...
What kind of awareness do you have?
Verbal.
Just kidding. But I was proud of you. That was good.
Geometry was not my thing. I can't move shapes around in my mind. The thing is that, like, I really, like, I watch HGTV and I want to be that person who can do, like fixer-upper type stuff. But then I very much struggle, like, someone would have to tell me where each nail was supposed to go. I'm great at hammering nails in, but if I'm supposed to come up with, like, the plans myself, oh, man. Yeah,
I'm not really good at this stuff either, so I shouldn't talk very much.
But at least you can figure it out in probably less than an hour and 15 minutes for a cat scratching post.
I don't know. There are a lot of pieces on that.
There are.
It's big.
It's very elaborate.
It's honestly nicer than our apartment.
Literally, though.
This cat scratch thing looks too nice for our apartment.
It does. And the cats loved it. They were trying to climb up on it and like bite my hand while I was putting it together. So I was all stoked about it. But now I'm ticked because when I came into the room to start... like doing this podcast, every single one of those stinking cats was asleep on the ground.
Well, they're scared of it right now. They have to learn.
No, they were loving it all afternoon. I know,
but they're not loving it enough to sleep with it yet. That takes a few dates. High five up top.
I would high five, except Boomy apparently is like a cat scratching post whore because she immediately fell asleep on the top. Don't use words
that are in the Bible in this podcast.
Like a lot of words are in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's only three.
Just in different orders.
Yep. can we talk about an argument we had without getting defensive?
Maybe. I think which argument is this?
We had more than one.
All of the time is a blur right now. You know the Pocahontas song, The Colors of the Wind? That is what I think when I try to remember this week.
Okay.
It's just a blur of colors.
Well, here's the argument I want to talk about. And just preemptively, I'm going to tell you to shut up and not interrupt
me. Oh my gosh. So is this the argument you want to talk about? You telling me to shut up preemptively?
So maybe I'll be...
You can't just do that every morning.
I just want to be able to tell the full story before you start chiming in and like explaining something.
No, because then the person that controls the narrative controls the reaction.
I
legit
edit this podcast. I could just cut out everything you say.
That's so true and so rude. But if you control the initial narrative, it's like whoever gets to tell mom first. That's who mom believes.
Okay, you're right.
In this case, our audience is our mother.
Well, let's just stick with the you shutting up thing.
Okay, but you have to say, you have to say things in a factual way and not opinion or like charged vocabulary. And I don't even remember what argument you're talking about right now.
So many people might have this set up in your silverware drawer. There's different... Why do you laugh? I told you to shut up preemptively.
Because this was the dumbest fight we've ever been in, and I wasn't even upset.
I know, neither of us really were.
But you were very upset.
I still want to dive into it. So in our silverware drawer, there's four slots for forks, knives, spoons, and there's a fourth slot that's a mystery to me. I assume it's for sporks, but we don't own any sporks.
We do own one spork, but it's fine.
But, so we're
doing... Our listener / friend, Stephen Brown, stole it from me from Hawaii.
He stole a spork?
Mm-hmm. Metal spork. It's in our silverware drawer.
I've never seen it.
You literally put it there. It's fine.
I've never seen it once. Let's not argue right now. I'm trying to describe a past argument.
Thanks, Stephen.
Anyway, yeah, thanks, Stephen. So, I always just use all three, or just use three. One for knives, one for forks, one for spoons.
You use four.
I don't. I legit always put them in three.
You use four.
I've literally never used four.
Yeah, you do.
No. If there's already some in a fourth one, whatever it is, I won't move them. But whenever I put stuff away, I just put three. Because there's three different kinds of utensils we have.
Okay.
Remember when I said to preemptively shut up before I do this?
You're such a jerk. Fine. So continue to lie to our listeners. We're doing dishes,
and Adrian turns to me and she said, "Do you ever notice that I separate the big spoons and the small spoons?" And I say, I get
meanwhile, annoyed. We've been married for more than 2.5 years.
Yeah, I already don't notice what you do with these arbitrary sizes of spoons.
So every time the dishwasher is run and I put
so away my annoyance stuff. Isn't that you're pointing this out. My annoyance is, oh, this is a question that isn't actually the question. Or the request.
Fine. Keep talking.
Because my brain immediately goes to, oh, she's annoyed I don't separate them, which I'm fine with. I can separate them if that's what you want. But so I started kind of interrogating you about the question. And to me, I'm like, so did you think there were, for that question you asked, do you think there was a response where I said, yes, I do notice. And I actively try to infiltrate your plan and ruin it. But if that was a real question, then that was a possible answer. But there's no other possible answer. You were just trying to point out this flaw in me without just asking what you wanted.
Here's the thing.
And before we move on, I don't think it's very clear what are large spoons or what are small spoons. We have a very wide range of spoons, and there's some medium-sized spoons that fit in either category. So it's not very clear. We do have a bad ratio of spoon to forks. We're always out of forks. We do have too many spoons. And so sometimes I thought it just spilled over into the fourth slot, even though it's not.
is my favorite segment we've ever done. Okay, here's some context. We've been married for two and a half years.
Where spoons come from.
And I separate our spoons every time. Even when Jordan puts away the silverware, I will then fix it because it bothers me, but it doesn't bother
him. See, that annoys me that you're not just like, well, will you
but
just...
But the thing is that, like, you know the phrase, pick your battles? This is not a hill I'm willing to die on. But like, I don't care enough.
Still asked the question.
I'm just OCD so enough that I'll the fix it. We were eating pizza. It's Friday night. Or Saturday night, right? Saturday?
Well, as you've said before, weekend. None of us know.
I know, none of us know anymore. It was a weekend tonight. We didn't have work the next day. And we're having pizza. We're having a good time. We're literally laughing. And then I decide in a moment of merriment and mirth to say, do you even notice that I do this? And I said it in like a funny way, not as in a accusatory way. I was literally wondering if my husband noticed that this was a thing. Because he's observant in some aspects of life, but completely oblivious in others.
I would say this has nothing to do with my observance level. I say the spoon size is arbitrary, and it's hard to decipher. There's some that are definitely small, and some definitely large.
Okay, so then my question is, have you ever looked at a spoon and then wondered before, is this a large or a small spoon? Because previously, you had not even acknowledged that there was a difference in size.
No, there are differences in sizes, but I'm saying there's not a clear dividing line between large and small spoons. In my household, where I grew up, we had a large spoon section, but they were much larger. Like, they're bigger than any spoon
like
we
serving had. Spoons.
Yeah, we don't mess around with serving spoons. We just have normal spoons that are a variable of size.
We have, like, normal teaspoon-sized spoons, and then we have, like, medium silver-sized spoons. I'll make him upload a picture to Twitter later.
Nope, nobody cares.
No, some of our listeners are really invested to this. All I'm saying is I said it in like a very funny, jokey tone.
I don't know if that's
and
true.
I really did. And then Jordan was immediately like, why would you ask that? I'm not an idiot. And it became like this weird fight. And I was like, okay, dude, I'm not even stressed about it. Like, I pick my battles. This is not one that I'm willing to even fight about.
You picked it.
I was very chill about the whole situation. And
you can't have the shot that's heard around the world and then not
win
a war.
Then we started eating our pizza. I'm just in my little happy place. And Jordan is like staring intensely at the table. Oh, it's 100% true. And then like 5 minutes goes by, and then he was like, why would you bring that up?
I did not. This is not true.
Literally. And then for the rest of the night, he kept, like, not bringing up the spoons, but, like alluding to the fact that I was in a, like, a bad mood. I was like, dude, I'm really not.
No.
Like, I am fine. Okay, and then finally it got to the point where he alluded
to... I was asking what show to watch, and...
He was like, what show can we put on that would finally make you happy?
That's not what I said.
I'm fine!
That's not how I phrased it. I said, we could either watch BoJack or Westworld. Which one would make you happier? And you're like, I am fine, Jordan.
No, you said what would actually make you happy.
That is not what I said.
Yeah. And then you put a modifier to it, and I was like, Jordan, I'm freaking fine. Like, I don't care about the spoons. Please let this go. And then he, like, lifted his hands, like, and he was like, whoa, apparently you're not fine. And I was like, there's no freaking way to win here.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
And he was like, I just wanted a good weekend night.
I did not get this.
You did so. All I'm saying
is... Well, what we're pointing out is that you misremember things all the time. And I have the true story.
Clearly.
So these are the kind of tips that are happening in quarantine. I hope everybody else is okay. That's what I'm saying.
I did learn today. Oh, babe, I learned something today. That my work, like, has a third... Like, we are contracted with some third party that we can call them for therapy needs and like emotional distress, especially during this quarantine time.
I'm gonna send them a picture of our spoons and be like, where would you divide the big ones from the small ones?
And they do workshops, and one of them, we missed it but it's recorded, is how to strengthen your relationship during this quarantine time.
Oh, that's not possible.
I know. That's, because we're so strong, or because it's assuming that there's a relationship.
Not permanently damaged. That's what they mean. Anyway, I accept your apology.
There wasn't one.
We can move on. I just think
this is how I know that we have a good marriage, in that we fight over ridiculously trivial stuff.
Yep.
And by fight, I mean you come at me. It masks the much more serious
issues underneath them.
Yeah.
Hmm? When we're arguing about spoons, we're really arguing about whether we should have children or not.
And then what do you think the answer is to that question?
Like, well, how do we know if our kid's going to be a good kid, like a big spoon, or my kid's going to be a little spoon? What if they're all the same?
Why are you assuming that the big spoon is the better spoon? Why can't the little spoon be cute?
Because it can scoop more.
It can scoop
more.
Oh, scoop with a P. More. I thought you said scoot with a T.
Yeah, because spoon scoot.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, spoon scoots. Spoon scoots. That's a weird two words you never say together. Say spoon scoot together.
Spoon scoot. This is weird that you like enunciating the T.
Yeah, if you're at home, go ahead and say spoon scoot out loud.
Okay, can we do something, anything else at this point?
I thought you had fun with that.
It just made me not angry about how you don't sort the spoons. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, let's close this episode with a game of Weezer, Pearl Jam, Blink 182, or Green Day.
Oh, gosh. This is my worst nightmare.
Okay, we'll start off easy.
Okay.
All the Small Things.
Blink 182.
Okay, good job.
All the small things. See how it was very nasally? That's the key to Blink 182.
You think every band's nasally, though?
It's just whiny and annoying. Sorry, Blink 182.
Okay, let's
But you know what you did.
Okay, question number two. I feel so alive, inside. I'm breaking through the haze. Weezer, Blink 182, Green Day, or Pearl Jam?
I feel like it's probably not Pearl Jam because he was into grunge, and I don't feel...
Is that lyric not grungy to you?
I don't feel alive when I feel grungy.
Okay. So we've knocked Pearl Jam off the list.
Is Pearl Jam the right answer?
I'm not telling you. Just go with whatever answer you want.
I would feel so dumb if that was the right answer and it's the one I immediately knock off. Okay. Pearl Jam, Blink 182. I don't feel like it's Blink 182 because why would you do two Blink 182 ones back to back? So now this is between Weezer and Pearl Jam?
You know, I actually read the wrong lyric. This was not the right song.
You're just going to edit that whole thing out, huh?
No, we can keep it.
Good. People need to know that you mess up too.
Okay, here's the actual lyric. There's lots of songs that talk about feeling so alive, and I read the wrong thing. I'm still alive. Hey, oh, I'm still alive.
Green Day.
It was Pearl Jam all along.
Dang it.
I don't know what's that song I was... Wow, yeah, the wrong lyrics came up. Okay.
So here's another one. Made mistakes.
Green Day, final one. Or no, there's two more.
Okay.
Green Day, Weezer, Pearl Jam, or Blink 182.
Okay.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
The answer is no, and all of them sound so whiny. Let's go with Weezer.
No, that was Green Day.
Okay. The last one I'm going to guess is Weezer.
Well, yeah, no,
I'm not doing well at this.
You got the Blink 182 one. I almost feel dumb. I don't remember. Anyway. Yeah, the last one is going to be, can you name one Weezer lyric right now? To regain all the points you lost.
Nope. No, I cannot. I was trying really hard to remember the title of that song.
Wii U, I look just like...
The Queen Bee.
You don't know that lyric?
Wii U, I
look just like... Four syllables. Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Marilyn Monroe.
Yep, that's but five
just
syllables.
One, just you just Wii slur U, the last one.
I look just like Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn. Okay. It's Buddy Holly. You've never heard that. Wii U, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Who is Buddy Holly?
Oh, and you're Mary Tyler
bottle
Moore.
Of sh- champagne.
Yep, and you're a bottle of champagne.
I don't
I look just like Marilyn Monroe.
No, you're saying it with too many syllables.
Bottle of champagne.
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Not Marilyn. Mare.
Mare.
Lynn.
Lynn.
No, you did it wrong again.
Coach me
Mare.
Through. Mare.
And now you say.
Lynn.
Lynn. No. What? Just say Lynn.
Lynn.
Mare.
Mare.
Marilyn.
Mare. You kind of said it that time, though.
Mare. Lynn.
Hard to do it without it. All right. This episode's gone off the rails.
This is what we do all the time now.
Hope you guys
are doing all right in your respective homes. Please don't go out so that I can go out sooner.
Amen. Amen and amen. Goodbye.
Later, Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Mare.
Mare.
Lynn.
Lynn. Violin.
There's no teaching old dogs to drink.